Here's this hour's news from the Arkansas Now newsroom. Pine Bluff police have arrested a 17-year-old wanted in a July shooting death. Ja'Cory McKenzie was taken into custody on Friday. Police said that McKenzie was the third suspect wanted in a shooting that killed 16-year-old Damian Pearson and injured another teen on July 15th. 17-year-old Morgan Leon and 17-year-old Kylon Beater also in custody for the shooting. And two inmates tried escaping in White County last night. Jailers say that 20-year-old Melvin Crow and 34-year-old Ricky Martin attempted to escape around 9:30 p.m. Around 10:30 p.m., the inmates were found in the ceiling. And unemployment in Arkansas rose slightly in August to 2.7%. That's 1/10 of a percentage point increase from July. Unemployment rose for the first time since October 2022, with over 1,600 more Arkansans looking for work. The state added 895 jobs for a total of 1.35 million. From the Arkansas Now newsroom, I'm Hannah Campbell.
Have a great time. Have the chance to win a whole lot of money and, most importantly, support our beloved disabled American veterans on September 23rd and 24th at the Open Big Bass Tournament. Go to DAV27AR.org and click on Tournament to register today. With hourly payouts and a grand prize of $5,000, this two-day tournament benefits our true American heroes, our disabled American veterans. None of this would be possible without our incredible sponsors, including Chambers Bank, Rockline, Baker Refrigeration, Summit, Hytrol Conveyor, Wholesale Electric, River Valley Tanning and Glass, Service Masters, Mooney Electric, Green Bay Packing, Miller Roofing, and by Snell Prosthetic. Join us for a special Tyson Friday night dinner before the tournament from 5 to 7. Then come back and fish with us on Saturday for your chance to win a whole lot of money and, most importantly, support our beloved disabled American veterans on September 23rd and 24th at the Open Big Bass Tournament. Go to DAV27AR.org and click on Tournament to register today.